The Yemeni National Dialogue Conference has stopped working following the unprecedented killing of two southern Yemeni youth, Khalid Mohammed and Hassan Ja'far, during a wedding ceremony on Thursday. The National Dialogue Conference, or NDC, has asked the killer's father, who's also an NDC member, to hand over his son to authorities. Members of the conference have demanded that the person responsible for the killings be brought to justice. Families of the victims have also demanded justice for the killer, who's now on the run.
We would like to thank all the members of the NDC for holding this protest. We believe that the blood of our loved ones, which was spilled, will not go in vain, and will aid in building a new civil state in which all are treated equally. Therefore, we call on you to continue the support until the killer is brought to justice.
Yemen's National Dialogue Conference began its work in March. Representatives from various political groups are engaged in talks, which among other things are aimed at pulling the country out of internal disputes. However, the conference members have been targeted by assassination attempts in the capital, Sana'a, over the past 2 months due to a weak security situation.
The security situation has deteriorated in all parts of the country, not just the capital. The security situation has also deteriorated in the skies of the country, as even the pilots are no longer safe.
The National Dialogue Conference has been making efforts to prepare Yemen for democratic elections slated for next year. However, there are concerns that it could succeed in bringing required change.
We hope we don't reach to the limit of a civil war, and we hope the members of the National Dialogue accomplish what they're expected from it in the time frame given. But I can't see any future, especially 2014, without accomplishing the outcomes of the National Dialogue. The future would be unpredictable and unexpected. Armed conflict could rise any moment. People are expecting a lot from the members of the National Dialogue, and we have to be up to that expectations.
As the National Dialogue Conference enters into its third month, youth demonstrations calling for change continue to sweep the streets of Sana'a. With only 4 months left until the conclusion of the NDC, much of the country's disputes remain unsolved. This has aroused much concern among Yemenis, who fear about a looming civil war if the dialogue process fails to ease growing tensions. Yusuf Maudi, Press TV, The National Dialogue, Sana'a.